This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala this morning. He was accompanied by Governor Arif Muhammad Khan, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, and Minister of State for Tourism, Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi. Later, Prime Minister Modi reached Churalmala, one of the areas badly hit by the massive landslide on the 30th of last month. The Army has built a 190-feet Bailey Bridge at Churalmala across river Iruvanipuza, which facilitates faster movement of heavy earth-moving equipment and Army personnel to the landslide-hit areas. The Prime Minister interacted with the Army personnel and with those involved in the rescue and relief works. From Churalmala, he proceeded to the WIMS hospital and a relief camp at the St. Joseph School at Mippadi and interacted with the survivors. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed on the need for banks to focus on core banking. She said this while addressing the media after holding a meeting with the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank of India in New Delhi today. She asked banks to prioritize their vital business, which is mobilizing deposits and lending funds. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, who was also present in the meeting, said that banks are free to decide rates of interest, as he informed that interest rates on deposits and lending are deregulated. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Call of Order of Timor-Leste, their highest civil award, by President Jose Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Delhi. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said that India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu said that both the countries are exploring the possibility of Timor-Leste joining the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. On the other hand, President Horta hailed India's democratic ethos and called for assistance in IT, digital infrastructure, medical and pharmaceutical sectors, and capacity building. President Murmu also held a bilateral discussion with Prime Minister Kerala Sanama Gosmo, wherein MOUs were exchanged on cooperation between Prasar Bharati and Radio Television Timor-Leste, RTTL, visa waiver for official and diplomatic passport holders, and cooperation on cultural exchange program. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is committed to deepen ties with Maldives for the benefit of people of both countries and the region. Dr. Jaishankar, who's on a three-day official visit to Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President, Dr. Mohamed Muzu. Dr. Jaishankar also met the island nation's Defence Minister, Mohamed Ghassan Mamoun. They discussed defence and security cooperation, joint initiatives for maritime security, and shared interest in maintaining peace and stability in the region. The External Affairs Minister also met Economic Development and Trade Minister, Minister of Finance, and Governor of the Maldives Monetary Authority. Later, Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated water and sanitation projects in 28 islands of Maldives virtually. In Bangladesh, Supreme Court Chief Justice Ubaidul Hassan has decided to resign from his post. He will submit his resignation letter to the president after completing some formalities, he told the media present at the Supreme Court premises this afternoon. His decision came following a student's protest on Saturday morning, where he and judges of the appellate division was given an ultimatum to resign by 1 p.m. Earlier today, the students gathered on the Supreme Court premises and gave the Chief Justice and other judges to resign by 1 p.m. Otherwise, they threatened to besiege their residences. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, India's quest for another medal remains alive as wrestler Ritika Hooda outclassed Hungary's Bernadette Nagy 12-2 in the women's 76kg freestyle event to advance to the quarterfinals. Ritika will now face Medet Kazi Aipiri of Kyrgyzstan in the quarters. And World Lion Day is being celebrated today in Gujarat. The state-level celebration of World Lion Day will be organized at Sasan Gir in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.